Game 2 of 3 between the Tigers and the Blue Jays. We'll take it to the top of the 5th. Brett Anderson on the hill, Dixon Machado at the plate.
It's worth repeating, 74 starts in 7 years. Fly ball to center. This one's deep. Going back, Pilar still going out of the warning track. Leaps up, makes a catch, bangs into the wall, and hangs on. What a play by Kevin Pilar.
They're used to seeing that here. He's made unbelievable catches. That's one of the best we've seen in a long time.
Strikeouts for scholarships account. The 3-1. Swinging a high fly ball to left, deep. Going back, Romine. He's going to run out of room. Gone, a home run. Kevin Pilar with number 15. And the Blue Jays take a 3-2 lead in the 6th.
Well, he got a cookie, 3-1. A towering drive. Wasn't sure he was going to get out. We watched Romine, and he saw it was going out. We did, too.
Here's the 1-2. Swing the line drive up the middle. Base hit into center field, wouldn't you know. Into score comes Barney. Bottom part of the order does damage. The guy hitting 110 gives the Blue Jays a 4-2 lead. First pitch. Swinging a line drive. Base hit into left field. Cabrera in. They're going to wave Castellanos around third. And now he's held as the throw comes in. Clark was waving him and then he held him. Line drive single for McCann. And the Tigers are within 1-5-4.
Boy, that's a buggy whip swing right there for James McCann. Got a fastball and drilled it into left field. What a good swing. Short stroke, line drive, base hit.
Tapero sets. McCann takes off. 3-2. Got him with a called third. He throws him with a cutter.
Got the cutter right over.
5-4 Blue Jays is your final score. Chad Bell goes 4 2/3, 2 runs on 5 hits. Brett Anderson goes 6 innings, 2 runs on 5 hits. He improves to 3-3 on the year. A good day for Kevin Pilar. He goes 4-for-4 with a home run and 2 RBIs. Brad Ausmus and the Tigers would stage a 9th-inning comeback against the Blue Jays, but would end up losing 5-4. Here's what Ausmus had to say about the loss.
Well, we had some good at-bats, quite frankly. Candy got us going with a leadoff walk, Miggy base hit, Nick with the double, and then Mac with the single. And we kind of stalled, but still, JJ took a good swing, just hit it on the barrel, but just under it. I actually thought we were gonna snatch that one back from him. He did a decent job. I had trouble throwing strikes at time, but was able to wriggle out of it. But overall, he did a decent job. No, he does a good job. I really am comfortable putting him anywhere on the field, with the exception of maybe catcher and pitcher. And he did an excellent job. It was a tremendous play off of Mail, the ball that Mail hit, and. And then to throw the guy out of the home obviously could have been a difference maker at the time. Overall, I thought Farrell looked pretty good. Hardy was fine. We gave up runs here and there that ended up costing us. No one had a real bad day. It's just we couldn't tack on enough to make up for the pieces that they grabbed.
Nicholas Castellanos goes 2-for-4, including a 9th-inning RBI double. Here's what he had to say about the game.
Well, it started with Candy having a great at-bat, then Miggy squeaking one through the hole. I was able to drive Candy in and put some pressure on him right away. Mac had a good swing, and we just came up just short, but we battled.
When you hit that ball off Tapera, did you think it was gone? Did you feel like you got most of it?
I mean, I hit it good. I don't know if it was going to go, but I knew I hit it well.
How do you like the way you're, we always kind of break down sample sizes, but how do you like the way that you're seeing the ball at the plate right now?
Fine. I'm seeing the ball well. To be honest, I've been seeing the ball well all year. It's kind of like beating a dead horse, but I just haven't been getting results for taking consistent good swings, and now I'm having some balls fall in, so it's a lot more fun when you get to run the bases.
Played the 9th inning today.
Yeah, I did, but it also wasn't a safe situation. So,
that's right. What do you think? Second day out there, did it feel different today? Marching out there, feel a little bit more like home?
It felt fine. It felt fine the first day, felt fine today. Just trying not to overthink it. Just run fast and catch it. That's it.
Anibal Sanchez will take the hill for the Tigers in the series finale.